Hi, welcome to Sharing Care Ministries. This is Pastor Patricia, and this message on today is about salvation. Glory to God. I'm going to do a summary regarding Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for who you are, for your saving grace. I'm asking you to have your way during this learning time and always in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10, talks about Zacchaeus, who was a publican or a tax collector. And he was actually in a town where Jesus was coming through. He was a short man, and so he actually went into a sycamore tree. And when he got there and Jesus recognized him, he said, today he's going to spend time at his house. And it said how Zacchaeus received him joyfully. See, that's the way we are to receive Jesus, joyfully. Not to put up a do not disturb sign, not to roll down the blinds or act like we're not home, but to welcome the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So it said he received him joyfully. And so Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house, and then other people were there. You know, sometimes people murmur, and, you know, he's spending time with sinners, and, you know, sometimes people have things to say. But what we have to realize is the encounter that Jesus had with Zacchaeus. Well, Zacchaeus and Jesus, you know, other people were there. Zacchaeus said, I'm going to give to the poor, and if I have taken anything wrongfully, I'm going to give back four times as much. And Jesus stated, this day is salvation come to this house, and that he is a son of Abraham. It is important for us to be able to realize, no, a person does not pay for their salvation. No, we don't work to be saved. But we must understand that something's going to happen. There was something that transpired in between the tree and Zacchaeus making a statement that I'm going to give to the poor, and I'm going to give back four times as much if I have taken anything wrongfully. We must realize something happened, something that other people may have been sitting so close to him. We're in the same place, and we are in the same location. Some of us may have on the same things, kind of looking alike or dressing alike or whatever. But the thing is, there was something invisible. There was something spiritual that took place that caused this, that Jesus affirmed what happened. See, he was not working to be saved or paying to be saved, but Jesus was just affirming what took place in between, what took place in the invisible, something that was spiritual that happened in the heart of Zacchaeus that everybody was not privy to, but Jesus said, let me let you in on what just occurred. Praise God. Salvation is what had occurred. Hallelujah. I think about a statement that Pastor Michael Youssef made. He gave a statement on a message about how a person in a seminary, professor or something like that, he actually was saying how he wanted to, you know, he was talking to the students, the other professor, the seminary person was talking to the students and letting them know that sometimes when people come to Christ, their life changes. Everything about their life changes, but sometimes people may come to Christ and nothing about their life changes. What we have to be able to realize is say, like, that's not true. The Word of God says, behold, all things become new. So therefore, to say that nothing about your life changed, that's something that calls for examination. Because even the fact that it said in the Word of God, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. So we must have a change. It's going to be not only just say nothing changes, you say, behold, all things become new. We are new creatures in Christ. Glory to God. Even understand repentance itself is a change. It's a change of heart. It is a change of mind. Hallelujah. I think about how in the Bible it talks about how Apostle Paul said how he bare in his body the marks of Jesus. He bare in his body the marks of Jesus. And so a person may be looking like, you know, what is the marks of Jesus? And so he's talking about in the book of Galatians about how circumcision and uncircumcision availeth nothing. But a new creature. They wanted people to be circumcised, you know, according to the law, and they were saying, do this, so they can glory in their flesh. Basically, you did this, and now I can feel good about myself because you did something that we requested you to do. But he was expressing regarding the people that had got circumcised and was trying to compel other people to be circumcised, that was by the law, that the Gentiles did not have to be. But he was trying to tell, you know, Jewish, some of the people were saying that you had to be. And we're doing that even though they were not keeping the law themselves. You got to understand, what is the importance of it? They say if you're guilty of one, then you're guilty of all, right? So the thing is, the person was not able to have to keep that law. But the law is what? The law of love. Do we know who Jesus is And as we walk out our faith in love, we understand salvation. We understand that transformation is He is changing our lives. He is making us new. He makes us new creatures, and our lives is transformed. So we think about the circumcision. Think about how Jesus said in the book of Ezekiel that He'll give us a new heart and He'll give us a new mind. We'll be His people, and He will be our God. This is the circumcision. It is a circumcision of the heart. We are changed from the inside out, not just the physical things we do. So a person may say, well, I have the marks of Jesus in my body, but it's the external. And I think about how sometimes a person may say, well, okay, I was baptized. They may say, well, this is my sign. I go to church, that's my sign. Well, I used to go to church, that's my sign. I went down the aisle, that's my sign. Or I signed a card. You know, all of these different things, that's something back then or something back when happened. These different things on a natural, but the thing is, the person may still have hate in their heart, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy. We have to examine ourselves and say, well, where are we in the faith? Are we walking in His ways? Are we allowing Him to transform our lives? Amen. Salvation. It is conversion and continuance. Glory to God. I think about a statement that was made, you know, I've heard it, and you all may have heard it as well, about born once, die twice, born twice, that once. I say, I've heard of this statement, but what scripture is it related to? Because we must remember, is it scriptural? When we hear statements, we don't just go with it. We got to understand, where is it coming from? And so I thought about the scripture where the word of God says, it's appointed to man once to die, then the judgment. And usually I've heard that statement, and a person would use this statement in relation to the fact of we all got to die. Everybody that's born dies. And then I think about how in the Old Testament, it's at least two places where people did not die. Enoch in the book of Genesis did not die, and Elijah did not die. And so the thing is, Jesus said, let us go wake up Lazarus from sleep. He was a believer in the Lord Jesus. So though he physically died, we understand he is sleeping in the Lord, meaning he's going to wake up in the presence of God. And Apostle Paul said, we should not all sleep, but we should all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of the eye. And that's in the New Testament. So we have to understand that when you're in the Lord, when you die to sin, when you die because you repented of sin, you die. Self, you die. And we rise again to new life in Christ. Our lives are hid in Christ. And so that is the born again. That is the second birth. The first is the natural through Adam and Eve, and then they had children. Our grandparents had us. Our grandparents had our parents, and our parents had us. Going down the line, naturally, that's the first birth. Then you understand when we come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that's born again. You know how Jesus talked to Nicodemus, and Nicodemus, he let him know that you must be born again. We must be born of the Spirit. We must be born from above, heavenly, from the spiritual of our Father. We are now part of the family of God. And so if a person only born once of the natural by water, then they will die physically, and then the second death will be eternal separation from God. The Word of God talks of the lake of fire. But the person that's in Christ, they will not be harmed. They will not be affected by the second death. So therefore, when that person comes to Christ, that's born again. That's two births. So the only death that they died is when they understand they died in Christ. So that's why it's called being asleep in the Lord. Because when we wake up in the presence of the Lord, never to die again. And I thank God for Jesus, because of salvation, it is conversion and it's continuance. Our new life in Christ begins at conversion. The Word of God lets us know in John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. We must know it's about knowing who Jesus is. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He told it to Martha. He was letting them know when Mary and Martha, their brother Lazarus, died. And he let them know. He said, I'm the resurrection. We got to understand new life is in Christ. Our lives are hid in Christ. Glory to God. Let us live for Jesus, life in that more abundantly, and look forward to things to come, eternal life in Christ. Hallelujah. Life forever in Him. Let us live for Jesus every day. Salvation. Hallelujah. Not just waiting, glory to God, for when we die physically, because we understand we'll be asleep in Christ and wake up in the presence of God. So I thank God for Jesus. Salvation through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We need you, Father God. Have your way in our lives. Help us be ready when Jesus returns. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.